Testing, there we go. Testing, testing.
Yep.
Okay.
League of Legends.
And yes, here we go, here we go.
This is S21 and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Toying Around, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Logan here.
And this go around, the toys we're going to be opening this go around is going to be a little bit of a variety. First off, we're going to be doing some mystery minis from Funko Pop, League of Legends. Then we're going to jump over and do some
Attack on Titans by, what was the Loyal Subjects. Yep, Loyal Subjects.
So we got three of those to open, and then we got about nine. No, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Nine.
Yep, Street Fighters from Loyal Subjects.
To open up and see what we get. So
we'll starting see. With the League of Legends.
Yep, we're going to start with the League of Legends mystery minis. Logan's already got some of these in the past.
And they've been interesting, yeah.
Yeah, they've been pretty cool designs.
So one of them, I think, had a bit of trouble with their blade.
Yeah, but we're going to have to glue that one back together. But, of course, this is one where, again, we try to be thrifty when we're collecting.
Sadly, I'm pretty sure we already have this one.
Jinx! Yep, we have Jinx. So Logan got a duplicate.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure us getting this one is what prompted me to show you the music videos.
Music video.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got in here. One, two, three. Ooh. Nice. I have no clue what her name is because I don't know League of Legends.
I barely know any names as well. So,
but they are very cool vinyl figures. This one is a purplish and kind of like a dark demon elf with wings.
Yep.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Awesome. But we got these at GameStop and they were on clearance. They were like about $350, I think, is what those were, weren't they?
Probably.
Right. So do you want to put it back in that sack before you put it in there or not?
That's fine.
Okay, so that's really fast. And, of course, we came in on Worlds Collide featuring Nikki Taylor, and that's kind of spotlighted on some of the League of Legends music videos type stuff. But we're going to jump over to the
Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan stuff. We do have some of these as well. These were on clearance, too, at $350 a piece. And when you think about, well, that's not quite on clearance, but when you think they started out at $12.99,
yeah,
they're on clearance, folks. These aren't cheap. So $350, we decided that's a pretty decent deal. Yep. And they are blind bags.
We're hoping to get the Titans, but
yeah, we really want to get the Titans, but it'll be very iffy because those are the more of the chase ones.
Well, they've got one in 24 chance.
This one is. You just rip or that too would work. Yep. I got bloodied. I think this is Captain Levi.
And then I got Bloodied Mikasa.
I don't think we have Bloodied Mikasa. We might have Bloodied Captain Levi, though. But if you haven't done a Loyal Subjects pack, these are actual action figures. They have joints where you can kind of position them around.
This one's joints are all...
Well, the legs are kind of... You just got to move it around to where they're there. And they do have accessories as well in the bag. So be careful when you're opening the bag not to lose any of those accessories. But they all stand.
Yeah.
You just got to work with him like any action figure. There you go. There's Levi standing.
Well,
and he killed Mikasa. She's more bloodied. Yeah. But we have one more of these little jewels to open. And then we will actually get into Street Fighter. We don't have any of the Street Fighters, so these will hopefully all be new to us. Yep. Let's do the last Attack on Titan here. Again, these are loyal subject figures. Open this up.
I'm going to get a Titan, but
yeah. I don't know if we're going to get that lucky.
Yeah, those are the rarer ones. So.
But we did get a rarer one.
A cleaning Levi.
We got a bloody cleaning Levi, and this is 1 in 96.
Oh, wow.
So that is very cool.
Yeah.
So we got a limited one, or I don't know if you could say exclusive, but a rare one, I guess.
Almost 1 in 100 chance.
Really?
That is, wow.
So that's pretty cool. That's a different one, too. We haven't had him before. So that is very cool. So that's added to our Attack on Titan deals.
And the next would be the Street Fighters.
Street Fighters next, yes. Let me repackage these while Logan opens that. And the Street Fighters were $350 as well at Walmart. It was at the same Walmart. We're hoping to get, hopefully if we're lucky, all different ones.
Yeah.
We'll see, though. We didn't buy a whole case. We just have, seven we said? These are kind of tight, aren't they? Wow. They don't want you to get into these like the other ones. Let's see what we got here. Boom. Boom, and it's a blind bag again, of course. And I don't know all the characters' names. Logan might know more than I do, but if anything, nothing else, we'll describe them. We have...
Oh, they even come with little character cards.
Oh, very Ken cool. Flying. I got...
And they have the thing.
I got Blue Ryu, it looks like.
Yeah.
What's Blue Ryu? 1 in 12.
Capcom Collector's Edition. Oh, and Ken comes with a little fire fist.
Yeah, what does he come with? He comes with a fireball, I guess?
Blue fire fist.
Is that a fire? Okay, my bad.
Pretty sure they connect to their fists and you have them do uppercuts.
Okay, so there's two right there. So two that we did not have. So unless you get an exclusive, there's six figures. Or not an exclusive, but a rare one. If you get a rare one, but... That's extra, but there are six regular figures, or Blue Ryu, Red Ken, Chun-Li, Vega, E-Honda, Blanca, and then Blanca, I'm sorry. Then the rares are a gold Ryu edition, a pink Chun-Lu edition, it's called Chun-Li. Turbo edition, Chun-Li, sorry. Kind of a bluish and yellow
Blanca Hyper Fighting edition.
And Ken in white. Yep. And they are, there's, supposedly, if you pull a gold one, it just says there's one.
Yeah.
Then Chun-Li, there's 1 in 48. LeBlanca, 1 in 96.
And Ken, there's 28 apparently.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
There's one Ryu gold, there's 28 Kens.
The rest are 1 in 12s. So.
Yeah, well, 2 in 12, so 1 in 6. It's weird that they put 2 in 12, though. Oh, and all the instances of B are replaced with 3 to make for their 30th anniversary thing.
Okay. So they're kind of doing a play on stuff. Let's see what we got here. This feels kind of heavy. Oh, this is a Blanca. Regular edition.
Yep. Nice.
He is kind of big. No wonder he's heavy.
Yeah.
I feel him. He's heavier than the others for sure. His head has a lot of hair sculpted in it. That's kind of cool. So we have three different ones. Uh-oh.
Looks like this is a copy, though.
Oh, man.
Capcom Ryu.
We did get a copy. Now, that's the thing with blind bags. You just never know. That's two for you.
Yep.
Two for me.
Three left.
Three left. The last one for me to open. Logan's got two more here because I had an extra Attack on Titan. He's going to have an extra Street Fighter. Man, these are just tough to open, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, I started just ignoring taking the first one off and just ripping both of them off in one.
Back one. Makes sense. Let's see what we got here on these two.
Oh, we got Chun-Li.
Oh, cool. I love it. Very cool. I like seeing that. New different one.
Doesn't and look like she has an extra bit.
Oh, we got Vega.
Nice.
He's a cool one.
Yep.
So far, if we can get Hondo in the last one, we got a complete set of the regular figures.
Of the regulars, yeah.
Let's see. And drum roll, who will we get? And yes, folks, they are in all this packaging that makes all this noise.
Yep.
Last one of the Street Fighter.
Yeah, we got a complete set.
Did we get Hondo?
Yeah.
All right, see you there. Cool.
Didn't get any chases. We got a complete set of the normals.
That's cool, though.
Yeah.
Very cool. I can do that.
Uh-huh.
So if we get any more, it's going for the chase figures.
Yep.
Which is, that's the harder ones to do because you pull a lot of duplicates at that stage.
Uh-huh. The least rare one is 1 out of 48.
Yeah.
And one of them, yeah, I don't think we're going to get. I'm guessing that's ones near their company base.
Possibly. Well, that's it for the loyal subjects on Street Fighter and Attack on Titan. We also did, like I said, the Funko Pops with the League of Legends.
Yep.
So we've had fun opening our toys here. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, these are just episodes where we have fun. We hope everybody out there is having fun with us. This is where we do not grow up. We keep being little boys and opening our toys. And then hopefully all the little boys and girls and all the big boys and girls have fun listening to us opening our toys and having fun. Kind of hearing us say, oh, or yeah, that's cool, or stuff like that. So yeah. That's part of the fun of this. Just kind of to relax away from the regular review stuff and then just have a fun time. And hiccup.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's going to do it for this go-around. We are going to leave out with a song entitled Street Fight by Adam Jensen. And this is kind of a parody song for Street Fighter. Well,
actually, that's what
not quite sure, but that's what it's listed under when we looked for these. Yeah. So we'll leave out with that one. We've been having a fun time. Hopefully everybody out there has had a fun time as well. We will see everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye.
Listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.